From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Last Tuesday's terrorist attacks continue to undermine the U.S. airline industry. Boeing is reportedly planning to lay off some 20,000 workers. That would be nearly a quarter of the company's commercial airline workforce. This is just the latest piece of grim news from airline companies. Continental and U.S. Airways have both announced plans to lay off thousands of workers. Midway Airlines has shut down altogether, putting 1,700 people out of work. A group of airline executives met today with White House officials and congressional leaders. They're asking for a government bailout, more than $20 billion. Joining us now to talk about the growing problems of the U.S. airline industry is NPR's Adam Hochberg. Adam, first, how much do we know at this point about the layoffs at Boeing?
Word is just trickling out of Washington State, where Boeing used to have its headquarters. The governor of Washington, Gary Locke, said his office has learned that Boeing will make an announcement tomorrow. The numbers we've heard vary at this point, anywhere from maybe 20,000 workers on the low end to as much as 30,000 people. Either way, a significant percentage of the Boeing workforce.
And what about the meeting at the White House, where the airline executives took their troubles to the national leaders? What was the agenda?
Well, by all accounts, they found a pretty sympathetic audience, both at the White House and the Capitol, where they marched over later and met with congressional leaders. The airline industry would like support from the federal government, financial support. They're asking for somewhere in the neighborhood of about $20 billion in grants and loans and perhaps tax credits to help compensate them for the cost of the ticket sales they've lost since the terrorist attack, and also the increased security expenses that they will bear going forward from the attack. They received a pretty good reception from the Secretary of Transportation, Norman Mineta, as well as several congressional leaders who met with them later. It looks like the government will be putting together some kind of an aid package, and the details should emerge in the next few days.
This, of course, is a bit of a turnaround for the Bush administration, which is generally opposed to government interference in business, a sort of a market forces kind of administration.
Well, what people will say when you put that question to them, people who have been in favor of letting the free market take its course, is that a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center is not the free market. This is not the typical course of events that one would expect in the marketplace. There's been a little bit of resistance from a few members of Congress. Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina has raised some questions about the salaries that airline executives make. He says they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year in salaries and bonuses, so why don't they give up some of their salaries before they come to the taxpayers for support? But that seems to be a minority view. There seems to be a broad consensus on both sides of the aisle that the airlines need some help.
This is one of the largest industries in the country, and I would assume that every single member of Congress with an airport in their district, with pilots and staff and whatnot living in their district, would have an interest.
Well, there's a lot of interest because of the airline employees and then also because of the traveling public. As the airlines scale back, you're going to see fewer flights, fewer options when you want to travel. You're going to see more inconvenience. It's a relatively politically popular position to take that I'm in favor of the airlines. I'm in favor of mobility. I mean, the American air system is something that inspires a little bit of national pride, I think it's safe to say. It's not too much of a political risk for leaders in Washington to say they want to support these companies and these workers.
So you'd expect to see the Congress go along with any bailout if the White House is proposing one?
The White House will come up with a proposal early next week. Congress is going to start working on it tomorrow and Thursday with some hearings. Something will emerge. We don't know exactly the airlines will get everything they want, but they will get some support.
Thanks very much. NPR's Adam Hochberg.
Thank you.